And it's Rosie on the House doing our job to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We've been here talking to you about the intricacies of air conditioning and what basic things you need to understand to be able to talk through it and understand it well enough to make sure at the point your equipment needs to be serviced and or repaired or replaced, you're dealing with the right information and the right people. Here with Andrew Dobbins of Intelligent Design, what would you like the takeaways and the moral of the story to be?
The moral of the story is that as in the last 20 years, as that we've done studies, and APS in Phoenix has done some, as well as some nonprofit organizations on the systems in the factory, what they should be doing at ideal situation. And then they've tested them after installation. And what they found is in Arizona, 90% of air conditioning installations have been done wrong, with four major issues. Duct leakage is the main issue. They say 90%+ of homes have duct leakage that accounts for a 30 to 40% efficiency loss. Oversizing happens 60 to 70% of the time and causes short cycling, shorter life, higher repair rates, and higher electric bills. Incorrect refrigerant charge.
Now, is it tough to convince a homeowner, done right, I can downsize your equipment by a ton? Now, a lot of homeowners, I imagine, have some real anxieties over that, don't they?
Yeah. Initially, when I went from being an employee at a company who was just going off of square footage to actually getting certified for the engineering, I definitely had an issue with that. We put a guarantee in place that says that if you are not happy with the size and the cooling capacity anytime in the first 2 years, we'll pull it out and put whatever size you want in for free.
Because Uncle Joe has called you. Because it's 108 outside.
That's right.
And the air conditioner's broke. And now you're trying to convince him to put in a smaller unit than he has.
That's right.
You're in a bad negotiating position there.
Yeah. And we don't have too tough of a time anymore. It's just a car on the freeway versus in the city. Do you want to stop and go, or do you want to run it more constantly at lower gas usage?
And oversizing units is something the air conditioning industry in Arizona has done for 20 or 30 years. So you that are in need of new equipment need to hear us loud and clear. If your air conditioning contractor is coming out there looking at the size of the equipment, writing you up a proposal in 10 minutes or less about replacing it with like size equipment, you have the wrong company on your property.
That's right.
Okay, so we've covered two of the four.
Right. So refrigerant charge, 54% don't charge the refrigerant right, and 70% have hot and cold pockets in homes that have been tested. So individually, those things, I would rather you have the least efficiency, cheapest unit available with all of those things perfect than the most expensive, highest efficiency, best warrantied product with any one of those things individually out of place. You will be better off with those install items done right and a lower-end piece of equipment. You can spend a lot of money upgrading the equipment. If you just spent a fraction of that fixing the install items with us, you have a much better situation.
Isn't there a spreadsheet that I've seen somewhere about where the efficiency draws to, like what percentage lends itself to how it's installed, what percentage lends itself to the brand of equipment?
Yeah, Consumer Reports actually came out with a document on how you should go about choosing your air conditioner. They say that they can't personally rate air conditioners because the manufacturer and the design of the product only accounts for 20% of what you receive as a consumer. 65% is based on the install and 15% is based on the maintenance. So 80% is who, 20% is what. But 90% of installs are done wrong. So 65% of your quality is installed, 90% done wrong. You've got to get the right guy. You've got to know someone that's doing the heat load calculation, the duct testing. You're getting the installation correct.
Well, folks, I hope that you have seen how we here at Rosie on the House, over our 30 years of broadcasting, have spent the time to research the right contractors, the right equipment, to share with you their wisdom and their industry expertise. Andrew, y'all been down here installing central heating and air conditioning systems for how long?
Yeah, I've been a company owner since 2008, so 10 years.
How would they get a hold of you?
Well, Rosie, if their house here in Tucson doesn't feel like heaven, they can call 888-8787.
and what are they going to get?
So we can come out and do the analysis, the energy audit, figure out what's going on in their house that's causing any of these issues.
Congratulate you on your success here.
Thank you.
And in particular, some pretty creative industry leading protocols that you've put in place that are very unique to Intelligent Design. Congratulations on all those. And thanks a million for coming in and joining us today.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Rizzi.
I think we covered it, man.
We did. You did a great job.
I think homeowners now have the information they need, hopefully, to not be taken advantage of. Because we were talking about Uncle Joe, who's calling the air conditioning contractor to come out and get him. Do whatever you have to do to get me back in cool air because it's 108 degrees outside. I'm sweating. The kids are going to be coming home from school. We're all uncomfortable. The dog's about ready to expire. I'll do whatever you say just to get me back in cool air. And that's a perfect opportunity for you, Uncle Joe, to be taken advantage of. So make sure you're dealing with a contractor you can trust. And we always encourage you to establish a relationship with your air conditioning contractor so they can help you maintain that equipment properly. One big takeaway I'd like you to have is if you're being solicited over the telephone, cold calling from someone who doesn't know your equipment, doesn't know your living environment, doesn't know your electricity consumption, doesn't know your lifestyle, they're probably not the company that you want to engineer your family's healthy indoor air quality and comfort, because it's our job at Roseanne House to become your best friend.
Look, take it from somebody who's been through home inspector school. Not all home inspectors are created equal, and you can go through a relatively short class and have no reference of construction prior to this class and come out a certified home inspector. If you're buying or selling a home and you need somebody with true experience who prides himself in detail and not how many jobs he can get done in a day, call Toby of the Home Inspector. You can find him in the home inspection category at rosieonthehouse.com. After 5 years in thought, concept, and development, research, traveling, and product identification, we're happy to announce the new edition of the Rosie on the House e-commerce store, primarily focused on hand tools and housing products for you, the Arizona homeowner. These are tools and products we've identified as value here to Arizona homeowners, and we've tested them ourselves. You can find them in the e-store category at rosieonthehouse.com.